From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQE and weather in the Umpqua Valley, 100% chance of showers today. Snow level 1,700 feet, high about 41. Tonight, 90% chance of rain, then a chance of rain and snow. Snow level dropping to 1,100 feet, low of 30, less than a half inch of snow possible. Slight chance of rain and snow before 10 a.m., then clouds for mid-morning gradual clearing, high of 43. Tuesday night clear, down to 16 degrees in the Umpqua Valley. It will be 23 on Wednesday night, 28 on Thursday night. So three nights in a row of temperatures below the freezing level. Right now, 42 in Roseburg. KQEN News Time, 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Today, another candidate interview, a new candidate for the Douglas County Commissioner seat, now held by Chris Boyce. Ashley Hicks and Mike Rule also running, and Dave Bowen filed recently, and he joins us now. Dave, thanks for being on.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, tell folks a little bit about yourself, your background, where you're from, your career, that kind of thing.
Well, I've been in construction almost all my entire life, except for the last 20 years. I've been owned my own business, Deuces Rock Hauling, mainly old rock for Lone Rock Timber. I've lived all over different spots in California, a little bit in Oklahoma and Northern California before I moved here in Douglas County in 96. So, I moved out to Glide, Sutherland, and now I reside in Dixonville.
So what led to your moving to Douglas County?
I had passed through this area, and I always thought to myself how lucky people were to be able to live in such a beautiful area. And after stopping and talking with some of the local people, I decided I just need to make a move, and I needed to be here at any cost, basically.
And then, how did things evolve for you after you got here?
Well, at first, when I first moved here, I was still traveling. I was managing construction sites for high-end retail stores in malls throughout the United States. And so for my first several years of actually residing here, I wasn't here very much. And that pretty much, I needed to put that to an end because I moved here for a reason. I wanted to be here. And I seen a need for independent rock haulers. So I purchased a dump truck and threw my name out there and hooked up with Lone Rock Timber. And I've been right here ever since.
And that's what you're still doing now, correct?
Yes, it is.
So what led to your decision to run for county commissioner?
Well, I do get to talk to a lot of people throughout the day on the CB radio. I hear a lot of concerns and a lot of unhappy voices out there. I'm a big believer in term limits. And I think competition and choices are always good to help people get motivated that might be a little bit too comfy in their position. I feel and hear from a lot of people that there's a lot of needs not being met. And I think I can help solve that problem by stepping in and being that new face and full of ideas and motivations.
Now, do you have a background in other areas of public service?
I do not. I do not have a background in politics, nor do I have a handful of degrees. I just bring my knowledge of good communication skills, problem-solving skills, and motivation to the table.
What do you think are the big issues that need to be addressed in the county?
My number one biggest issue is the homelessness. That's a big one for me. I've watched the problem from when I first moved here to being very small to growing into almost a crisis situation where I think it's out of control and it doesn't seem to be anything being done.
What do you think should be done?
Well, I do believe that homelessness will always exist. That's a fact. It will always be here. But I believe there's something we can do to help at least stabilize it or make it smaller. At least help those that want help, that do not want to be in that position. There's obviously always going to be those few that don't want to be helped or get off the streets. But I don't see any programs. I see places, warming centers and shelters, which is always good, and cleaning up along the side of the river looks nice, but where did they go? Just to a different place. So I do believe that I could get in there and get a group of people together to work on designing a program or our plan to come up with a learning center to help them learn and help with their mental needs, their alcohol or drug problems, get them in a stable living environment where they can at least shower and sleep and get back out into the workforce.
What about some of the other big issues for the county?
Well, there's many. I believe that housing, which has slightly been addressed here lately, which I'm glad to see the projects on Diamond Lake. I think that housing in all of Douglas County, from South County to North to Reedsport, we need to make some more affordable housing. It's very expensive. There's a lot of the prices for homes in the area are wonderful if you're a seller and you want to move away. But where are you going to go? There's no homes for sale. I think we need to work on bringing in maybe some outside developers to help resolve some of our housing crisis. Affordable apartments, and that doesn't need to be low income or Section 8. It can be just what it is, affordable apartments, and just mainly a stepping stone to moving on to actually owning their own home. Housing is a big issue of mine also.
What about other big issues for you?
Some of the county rural roads I really believe could use a little bit more attention. That's one. There's several mail theft in Douglas County is really out of control. I do not have a plan, but I would love to meet with some people and hear ideas that others have to say about that, what we could do.
For county government, what do you think the county's role should be in dealing with forest management issues?
Well, I believe we already are. I don't believe that there's any real problems. Just standing by the big timber companies and the DFPA to take their advice on forest management, because it seriously always needs to be in the back of our mind to control forest fires and keep our Douglas County beautiful.
How about how that relates to maybe the county addressing concerns that it has with the federal government and how federally managed lands are handled in the county?
Well, that's a big question. Federal lands, I don't know if we're ever going to be able to change the management of the federal lands, but I do wish that the county could have a little bit more say-so on exactly how that's going to be handled. And if I was commissioner, I guess I would know the answer to those questions. Can we get more involved? Or I don't have the answers to those questions. Can we get more involved? Is there a way to be more involved or have more say-so? Those are things I don't know.
What about the county in terms of working with the state government on different issues? Sometimes it's funding, sometimes it's other concerns about statewide rules or direction from the state. How does the county get involved with Salem?
Well, I guess that would be meeting and discussing the problems and concerns in our county. I don't know what resources we have to deal with that. But I can guarantee I would be involved with trying to have a little more control of Douglas County than have it be all controlled by Salem. I think that's a whole totally different entity than what we are here.
All right, going to take a break. Back with more in a moment. Dave Bowen, candidate for Douglas County Commissioner, with us. They interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1245 Inside Douglas County. Back in a moment on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson at 1. Peter Greenberg with Eye on Travel coming at 4. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, County Commissioner Tim Freeman will be with us. Dave Bowen here now, running for County Commissioner in the seat currently held by Chris Boyce. Dave, overall, how do you view what the role of a County Commissioner should be? What kinds of things should they be involved in and be doing?
Well, obviously, the basics, being involved with the community, with what people have to say in Douglas County. As far as I don't know how much a commissioner can be involved with city plans and ideas, but I would hope to think that we could work close together on some of the issues, like maybe the vacant buildings in the areas. But as far as being, I believe that they should be basically the voice of the people and in all aspects, whether it be housing, health, forestry, et cetera.
What about from your background and the things you do, what are the aspects of your life and your knowledge that you think would really help if you were elected?
Probably communication skills, being able to spot a problem and form a group and work with others to solve those problems and move forward. I've been in a lot of situations where you're under a very tight schedule and you need to get together with the experts in the field and investors or architects and come together and make a plan to solve problems. And I think I could be that person, motivated person, to get people together to make things happen. I truly believe I can be that person.
How well do you think the county is currently managed?
I wouldn't say that anybody is doing a bad job. I would not say that. I think everybody has done a fine job. I just believe that sometimes people get a little bit comfortable with their position and maybe not quite so motivated. I think it's time, and I think people are ready to see a new face and fresh ideas, young or old. Let's get some new people in there with fresh ideas. I'm sure you've been in the position where you were looking for something and couldn't find it, and an outsider walks up and goes, well, here it is. Maybe that's where we are, a little bit stuck, and we need some new faces and fresh ideas.
What kinds of improvements do you have in mind for Douglas County?
The improvement would be my number one. Homelessness, I'd work on some sort of a program. I'd get a group of people together right away to start designing some kind of program to get something going to help with that problem. Other improvements would be, I'd like to see, there's a lot of vacant buildings that we have all over Douglas County that maybe we could figure out a way to put some of that to use. That would be number two, and with the housing and road improvements in the area.
What about
go ahead. Basically listening to voices. I'd like to get out there and talk to people and see what a lot of their concerns are. I think from what I've experienced, there's a lot of concerns about the homelessness, and obviously forestry, forest fires. Good forestry and management and is good for the community, because that's what we really are.
What about bringing in more business to Douglas County, right here on the Interstate 5 corridor and in a location that's about halfway between, a couple big major cities? Do you think there's a potential to bring some additional, maybe even new types of businesses into the county?
I do believe that, and I am all for progress. Progress is building, and building is timber, and that's what we are. I think it helps. I think it totally helps the community. And whatever we could do, if we need to throw out a bone here or there to draw that in, contact big developers. We don't always have to wait for them to come here or to contact us. We can contact them. As just an example would be Costco or Home Depot or Lowe's before they came to town. We don't always have to wait for the big businesses. I see we're getting Peterbilt along the side. I'm happy to see that. That's a good thing. I'm all about progress.
Are there particular parts of the county that you especially enjoy being in?
Oh, that's a big one. I'm all over the place already, so I enjoy it all. I really do. I love the coastal areas, and I love the up the river. Probably two number one spots right there.
Now, if you were elected, what are some of the first few things you would do?
Obviously, I would gather, see what kind of resources I had to work with. That would be the first thing I'd jump in there. It's what are my major responsibilities? What resources do I have to work with? Who are my people? I want to know who I'm working with. I want to get to meet them. I want to know what they think about everything, like I'm speaking now. I want to know how they think and feel about other things so we can build a relationship and work together at our finest.
What's the response you've seen since you filed for commissioner?
What was the question?
What kind of response have you seen? Have folks been connecting with you?
Yes, actually, around town, they have. They've wanted to know my thoughts and about things, and I've loved to hear what they have to say. As far as the people I know, they all think it's great.
Now, you mentioned roads earlier in the county, and I suppose especially with your occupation being on the road a lot, you've got some thoughts there. You mentioned feeling like some of the roads need more attention. Tell us more about that.
Well, like I've said before to my friends, I don't know how what kind of funding is available for some of our rural county roads. So it's hard to say too much, but that would also be something I'd be looking into. Where does that money come from, and how is it allocated? There's some roads sometimes I wonder, why are they not being repaired? Which there could be many reasons for that I'm not aware of, but I would like to know what those reasons are, and I would actually let others that have this question know why. North Bank Road would be one. There's several roads around the county that would be just one off the top of my head that could use some attention. As soon as I know what my resources could be and where I could go, I would know how to answer that question a little better.
Before deciding to run, had you been gone to any county commissioner meetings or been observing what takes place?
I have watched the meetings online. Yes, I have.
And
I haven't been present, no.
What kinds of things do you learn when you've watched them online?
Well, I've learned that things don't seem to move at a very quick pace. I'm not one to... I'm not very patient when it comes to getting a program going or working a plan. Sometimes it seems like there's a long, drawn-out process to make something happen. And I'm not one for sitting around and waiting. So about that.
How do you plan to connect with residents between now and the May primary election?
Probably just getting out there and talk to them, as many people as I possibly can. This interview is probably very helpful.
And how do voters find out more about you?
Programs like this right here, maybe even a newspaper article was nice. I don't plan on spending a whole lot of money as with some others. I don't have that kind of funding, but I'll do the best I can do with what I have to work with.
And are you going with a social media page or anything like that to have more information about your thoughts?
Actually, this is quite fast, so I do not yet, but I hope to have that up and running pretty soon.
All right, Dave Bowen, candidate for Douglas County Commissioner. Dave, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Hey, thank you for having me, Kyle.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.